This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Ivan Meyerchuk. Ivan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Ivan, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I work for a integration company called DPCI, and we are a firm that specializes in implementing solutions around digital asset management, web content management, and editorial workflow solutions. So we are kind of one of those shops that helps customers kind of take advantage of all the different platforms that they have within their organization.
Great. You write a blog. How is this involved with digital asset management?
Well, one of our core competencies at DPCI is we've kind of become a vendor-neutral integrator and kind of interactive services solution around DAM. Mm-hmm. So one thing that we often find is that customers are looking for advice on what would be the best solution for their organization that meets their requirements, their price point, and also what's going to, you know, service them down the line in the long run. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we like to write about at DPCI is just different things that we find customers kind of asking all the time in terms of DAM. What is a DAM? What does metadata mean? What is taxonomy? How do I set up my rights and permissions? And how do I get the most from my assets to leverage across multiple channels? So whenever we find that we're getting a number of these questions from multiple organizations, we think that it's probably a topic that the wider community would be interested in reading about. And that's kind of where the blog topics come from.
I agree. Great. And so what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals or people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
You know, it starts out with just kind of understanding how to organize your own assets. So if you have a really messy desktop on your own computer and you don't have any kind of filing system for your own files, then that's probably a good indicator that you might not be cut out for being a DAM professional. But, you know, I always see just different, you know, I meet people that say that they get started with just obsessively setting up folder hierarchies and organization of assets on a traditional file system. Mm-hmm. And then I meet people that go further into it and say, you know, I really love using Adobe Bridge and I tag all of my assets with XMP data and it really helps me find things on our, you know, local file system. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that you kind of try and shepherd and say, well, there's, you know, there's software out there, both open source and proprietary solutions that can help with that on a much larger scale than your simple file system based hierarchy. Mm-hmm. So I would say that to anyone that's looking to become a DAM professional, you got to kind of read some of the blogs that are out there. This one's a good one, another DAM blog. You know, and then there's, you know, other blogs by the CMS Watch Group or Real Story, and folks like ourselves. And there's a number of different conferences that are actually very, very helpful in learning about the DAM space. Conferences like Henry Stewart, the New CreativeSphere DAM Focus. And then, you know, there's starting to become a little bit more of an emergence of a digital community around DAM. Mm-hmm. So where, you know, a few years ago, there wasn't too many people kind of interested in DAM, or it seems like everyone was kind of in the dark around, you know, other people using DAM. Everyone felt like they were alone on an island where they just had to deal with organizing and managing all these assets. And now we have groups on LinkedIn, and we have meetup groups, and we have different blogs that we can kind of communicate and interact with each other. And, you know, if you just do a search on Twitter for digital asset management, you're going to see hundreds of professionals, both vendors and users and integrators, kind of all having a conversation around what's the best way to utilize the technology into solving real problems within organizations and companies.
Great. Well, thank you, Ivan.
Great.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Thanks again.